shop.
Let's bring in the guy that I mistakenly brought back to the show to replace Alan Hopps, who stepped in to fill the void. It's Prop Master Denny Stanley.
Yeah, king of mistakes, I suppose. How you doing, Chris?
You sound like shit tonight. That's because you're on a phone. We're not Skyping stuff, I guess. Whatever.
I am on the latest Apple technology. I have the iPhone 4S, my friend.
And you have an iPad 1 without the camera.
No, actually, I got a new one, man. I have a new iPad now.
Holy, you're looking up. Oh, that was great. You know what would have been awesome?
What's that?
If you had it with you right now.
Right. Well, see, I don't have banker's hours. And normally, you know, I've understood the ebb and the flow of things, and I can remember, you know, to bring my crap with me in the morning. As you know, I am still at my shop, toiling away over Las Vegas crap, the things that I do day in, day out, and I did not bring my iPad. We cannot Skype, and I apologize to you and both people listening to the show.
You know, and you should. Hey, so buddy, so what topic are you going to bullshit your way through this episode?
Hey, you know, I put a whole 15 minutes of show prep into this, so I hope you appreciate that.
Oh, that's 15 more than I have, so that's amazing.
Now, I figure what we talk about is, you know, we're getting close to the season. Everybody's in high gear trying to pump stuff out.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it in the air? All right.
I figure we talked about textures. We talked about finishes, textures, skinning things. How to take that really, really awesome prop that you built and finish it. I thought that might be a good place to go.
All right. Is this directed at one of the props that I just made, or is it just in general?
No, I haven't seen anything you've made in a long time. As you know, unlike a lot of other people, I suppose, I don't follow your stuff, and I'm sorry. Not for a lack of love, I promise.
No. Yeah, you just don't care. But that's all right.
Well, you just did a tree, right? I mean, that's a great segue because you just did a tree using the habitat material, two-part epoxy.
I did. You know,
pressed the skin.
It came out absolutely amazing. And you know where I heard about it?
Where?
On Hauntcast. Some guy in a prop shop.
Somewhere in the outskirts of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Denaby Stan Dubley, I don't even know. I forget what his name is, but
he's forgettable at best.
Yeah. No, but I'm telling you that. I mean, that habitat, like you said, it is a sticky, messy bitch. But the results are—you can't argue with the results. Yeah, I want to watch woodpeckers breaking their beaks on my tree now, on Woodrow, just smashing its little face into it. That thing,
well,
oh my God.
The people who haven't used that stuff, they don't know. I mean, you take a gooey part A and a gooey part B, and you mix them together with some folding powder, and when that stuff cures up, it is cement.
It is
concrete.
You took the words right out of my mouth. If you wrap your knuckles against a thing, it hurts.
You'll bleed.
I'm like, holy shit, you know? It is unbelievably rock solid. It's amazing. Now the tree that probably weighed only about 40 pounds weighs about 150 pounds. It's ridiculously heavy now.
Oh, but it's solid, man. And that's what we're going to talk about. It's the texture. So what can you apply to the props that you finish and create that texture? You know, the habitat's cool because you create a silicone stamp, and you can take a tree texture or rocks or whatever you want, and you press it into it, and it keeps that. That's cool, but it's only practical for certain applications, I mean, because it's so heavy and, you know, it's not exactly cheap. So what else can you do? I mean, what are some other things? We just built this really big thing in the shop. It was a 10-foot tall, 12-foot wide, 3-foot thick octopus. Now, tentacles going everywhere, and one of the, you know, we were sculpting it out. We're thinking, okay, it's an octopus. It's got smooth skin. Well, I didn't know. I looked up octopus online and realized they don't. So now I have this big, huge thing I have to give texture to. We thought about habitat, but can you imagine how much habitat that would take and how heavy it would be?
That would be ridiculous.
No way. It'd be strong as a rock, so I'm thinking, what else could we do besides that that would make it strong and give it cool texture? We took a 4-pound liquid foam, so it's kind of like great stuff, only 10 times better. It's an A and a B. Once again, it's a smooth-on product.
Hey, Denny, great product placement. Yeah. Woo!
I know, right? It's Foamit 4. Now, Foamit 4 is cool because it comes black. It's the only foam that I know of on the marketplace that actually is a black foam. So you can mix an A and a B together. And I thought, okay, I'm going to cover this thing in foam. And one thing, I think we talked about this in like Honcast 5 or something, where you take great stuff, you put it in your hand, you rub it on your prop,
yeah,
and it gives you the texture.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, I bet you I could do the same stuff with this Foamit 4, which is really super freaking dense and hard. And it's black, which is awesome. So we tried that. We took it, we brushed it over this octopus's arm. And by the way, they aren't tentacles, they're arms. I learned that, making an octopus. A tentacle is an arm of like a cuttlefish or a squid where it has the suction cups all the way to the tip. An octopus doesn't have tentacles because its suction cups end before the tip. I learned that. Anyway, I digress. So I took this foam, I put it on the octopus. When it started to rise, I took a cheap chip brush and I ran it down the side. And it kind of looked like crap until the beads started to activate and do their own rising thing. And I got this really killer texture. Went back, brushed it, dry brushed it, sprayed it down. It looks amazing. And I thought, man, this is really cool. How can you apply this to the Halloween world? Well, I mean, if you were doing some kind of tentacle monster, then it's obvious. But what if you had something...
A Cthulhu-type monster type thing?
No. I'm thinking Victor Barreto, right?
Yeah,
I was at
exactly.
His haunt several weeks back, and he had this Cthulhu monster at the end, and it was really cool. It was well-constructed, but it could use some texture. This would be a great example of something he could do that would not only give it the texture he wanted and bring some life to it, but make it super strong. I mean,
after
this stuff goes on...
Yeah, Vic, I hope you're listening.
Well, I'll make sure. I'm actually going to send him some pictures and give him a how-to. But we tried some other stuff before we got to that place, which kind of, here's the next part of the segment. What else can you use? Well, the first thing we tried, you know, if you go up to your wall and kind of rub your hand across it, it's got, they call it orange peel texture. You can buy that in a can. You can get a water-based or you can get an oil-based. And I bought a couple of cans of the stuff just to play with it, one of each, just to say, okay, well, what happens when I spray this on foam? What happens when I spray this on that? It's cheap. It's like $6 a can. Stuff goes, you know, 250 square feet per can, so a can goes a long way. I found the water base to pretty much be crap. After you spray it on, it takes half an hour to dry, and it's never really, I don't know, it just kind of sucks. The oil base dries in 5 minutes, gives you a great texture. But it still wasn't, I mean, you could scratch it with your fingernail. So we went back with crystal clear, like a rattle can clear, sprayed it on real heavy. It soaked into this material. Now we got a rock hard texture that, by the way, is waterproof. Great zombie skin, great monster skin. You can spray it on tombstones. Tombstones would be great for this.
And what's the name of this? What's the name of this stuff again?
It's just simple wall texturing. If you go into your Home Depot, your Lowe's, or any of the box stores, go to the paint section. It's called wall texturing, and you want to buy the orange peel. And it's straight out of the can. Boom. Done.
And it's a spray? And it goes, and it's a spray?
Yeah, it sprays on. Oh. You can actually adjust the nozzle to get a finer little orange peel, or if you wanted to go...
Hey, Denny, you know what? That's great. Hey, I got another one for you. I could actually riff off of that last one. Shall I? I'm free-flowing. Should I stop?
Did I lose you?
Leak seal. The tar creatures that I have. It's like the tar monster and then the tar little minions. I have like about four or five different little kind of groundbreaker typey tar guys.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, how can I do this? And I was thinking about doing, I had used one time the driveway sealer, that heavy tarry shit. Because somebody had recommended that. I go, oh, but I found it. I'm like, no, that it's just messy and it's runny and it's a pain in the ass to work with. You have to buy a like 5 gallon thing. And I decided that wasn't the right way to go with it. Then I was like, what else could I use? And then next year rolled around. I was watching one of those stupid infomercials and the dude from Leak Seal was on there. And I'm thinking, you know what? Leak Seal would be great. I go, I've been trying to coat my paper mache props that I have and other props that I've made with polyurethane, especially Gordy. And I've coated him with, I don't even know how many layers of polyurethane. what is that? The other spar urethane, the outdoor stuff. And it just never would hold up. So I saw a leak seal ad one time on the TV, and I was like, you know what, that probably would work great. So I went out and I sprayed Gordy down head to toe, took a couple of cans, boom, job done. Nope, no more problems. It was amazing.
Awesome.
So then I thought, wait a minute, I can use this for coating stuff that needs to be waterproof, but what about these tar creatures that I need to redo? And I wanted to make a few more of them. And the dragon skin wasn't really working out too well on the big tar monster I made. It started falling off and coming off of the bubble and plastic wrap that I had inside. So I started hitting all these things with leak seal, and it makes a great tar texture.
There's a product out there called Never Wet. Have you heard of that?
No.
Never Wet is something, I've got a young lady that works with me. She does nothing but cardboard props. You remember Barb, you met her.
Yeah.
She was having a problem every year. Now, we're in Vegas, we get rain once or twice a year, but, you know, after 3 or 4 years, the cardboard and the paper mache starts to fall apart. They make a product called Never Wet. If you go on to YouTube and look up Never Wet, you'll see some amazing stuff. The guy sprays a glove with it and dips it in like tar or paint or something. Comes out, there's nothing on it. The stuff's not expensive.
Oh,
you can spray it on anything.
Yeah, no, I have
it's
seen
amazing.
That.
Another spray material that I've been using a lot is the spray-on Rhino Liner.
Rhino Liner, yeah.
It's like a bed liner. You can go get your truck professionally sprayed in the back to cover the bed to make it nice and, you know, keep it dry and clean or whatever. They make it in a rattle can as well. If you want to add texture, keep your props from, you know, absorbing moisture, that's a really good direction to go. I have found it a little bit difficult to paint because it's ABS plastic and not very much sticks to that. But, you know, keeps it dry. There's that. Unless you like it black. If you like a black textured prop that never gets wet, there's your stuff right there. Problem solved. Shake, rattle, spray, walk away.
Oh, shit. There are so many pearls of wisdom in this episode right now of the Prop Shop that you could make a full necklace out of it. All these pearls of wisdom.
Wow. A wisdom pearl necklace.
All right. So, oh, my God. We need more, Denny. More, please.
All right, so you wanted one more? Let's go to an old standby. Let's go back to the basics, back to the Stone Age, latex. I still keep gallons of latex in the shop. You can mix things. Now, you know, I'm kind of over brushing latex onto cotton. Don't get me wrong. My heart will always lie there. But a lot of my props look like that. I found that you can change the look and the texture by adding different materials. We go through a ton of beaded white foam in the shop. When I say a ton, I mean literally a ton. A 48-inch by 48-inch by 96-inch block a week. That produces a lot of little foamy beads everywhere. I can take these and mix these up with latex, and it turns into like a soupy, beady, rubbery substance, and I can smear that on the stuff. Let me tell you what, that is awesome. You want a Toxic Avenger, that's your stuff.
That's
you put it onto
shit.
A mask. Like, you take an old latex mask and you smear that on there, you get a pimply, pussy-looking nastiness. And once it cures up, it's a solid ball of rubber. It ain't going anywhere.
Nice. You know, like I say, I know you've beaten the shit out of the cotton ball of latex, but I'll tell you, from that, I did my pumpkins. I did the Funkin' corpsing, and
oh, yeah.
The things look amazing. I've done, I grabbed a bunch of Spirit Halloween severed heads that I had either picked out of the dumpster or bought on discount at the store. I did those over. They look freaking amazing. You know, you give a normal Spirit Halloween shitty severed head a makeover with cotton balls and latex and a nice paint job, and that thing will look like you bought it at some company at Transworld. You know, it would look like you grabbed it out of Ghost Ride or somewhere, you know. So
amen, brother man.
No, I know I'm preaching to the choir.
Yes.
All right. So I guess that's pretty much all we should, you know, we don't want to blow their minds completely. So you should probably wrap it up now.
Hey, Chris, I just wanted to tell you one thing. Just one thing. It is nice to go out and buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to build one. So go out and build something already.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your Haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.